With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Flight delays have continued at a number of airports around the country amid the air traffic controller shortages as the government shutdown enters its second month. A number of airports, such as Newark Airport in New Jersey, had delays of 2 to 4 hours. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
New York City's Emergency Management Office said on X that Newark delays often ripple out to the region's other airports. The social media post added that travelers flying to, from, or through New York, quote, should expect schedule changes, gate holds, and missed connections. Anyone flying today should check flight status before heading to the airport and expect longer waits. According to FlightAware.com, George Bush International Airport in Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and Chicago O'Hare were also seeing dozens of delays and one or two cancellations. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another set of hostage remains is returned to Israel as the fragile ceasefire is hanging on. More from reporter Jennifer King.
The ceasefire in Gaza is holding. Red Cross vehicles carried the remains of three additional hostages to Israel, which says they will be examined by forensic experts. In a statement, Hamas said the remains were found Sunday in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the resignation Friday of Israel's top military prosecutor after she admitted she was responsible for leaking a video showing soldiers brutally assaulting a Palestinian detainee at a notorious military detention center. Netanyahu characterizes the fallout from the incident at Sida Timan as a public relations attack and called for an investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
At least 23 people are dead in a fire and explosion at a convenience store in northwestern Mexico. Several of the dead are reportedly children. More than a dozen people hurt. This is SRN News. The United States rejoins the Geneva Consensus.
It's a coalition of nations that have signed a declaration stating that there is no international right to abortion. President Trump signed on to the declaration at the end of his first term in office back in 2020. But President Biden reversed that commitment shortly after he came to the White House, leaving some 30 other countries to go it alone. Now Mr. Trump has restored the U.S. membership in the Geneva Consensus, joining such nations as Hungary and Egypt. Michael Harrington reporting.
So-called climate change, apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations increasingly citing climate change as making them, well, reluctant to have children. They are worried about bringing children into a world which they've been told will feature more intense, extreme weather events, and possibly even more. This is SRN News. A lunar event this week will bring the moon very close to Earth.
The closest supermoon of the year is approaching in a few days. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three supermoons this year and also the closest. The moon will come within just under 222,000 miles of the Earth. Ron Taylor reporting.
Hurricane Melissa devastating Jamaica, causing severe damage to fishing and farming communities. One fisherman discovered his boat and home destroyed while he was away. Another farmer says he lost 15 acres of mango trees. That hurricane blamed for at least 28 deaths in Jamaica. And authorities also say it has impacted tens of thousands of fishermen as well. The number of farmers. More details at srnnews.com.